You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Bran.
Hi, you're through to Roy Tucker. I can't talk right now, but please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, hi Roy. It's Tom. I don't know if you're around today. If you are, if you're not working, that is. Maybe we could meet up later. Just for a chat. You know, nothing urgent. Yeah, okay. Bye.
Hold your arm still. Sorry, I'm being as careful as I can.
Oh, that's okay. You're doing great.
Unless you'd rather go back into A&E and have that young nurse do it for you.
You'll do.
Thanks very much. Keep moving, eh? Can you?
Sorry. No more bleeding?
Yeah, just a tiny bit. Oh, I hope it's not getting infected.
No, the doctor said it's clean. Just a flesh wound.
I still don't know what you thought you were playing at. Mm. Chasing around like you were Rambo or something.
Okay, I know.
Oh, and dog fighters are mean.
Yes, I should have been more careful.
Didn't it cross your mind, Neil, that these men, they're thugs and villains, they're violent.
Well, you don't stop to think, do you? Not in those kind of situations.
Some of us don't, that's for certain. Mm. Honestly, I spent enough time in hospital with Christopher, then to sit up half the night with you while they dig bullets out of your shoulder.
Not bullets, number 4 shotgun pellets.
Oh, well. Right. That's got your clean dressing on anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Let's do your sling.
I'm not sure if I really need that, Susan.
Come on, arm up.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do me work with one arm.
Well, you should have thought of that sooner, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Neil, I'm sorry. It's just, whenever I think of what might have happened.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help it. Oh, I still go cold all over.
So try not to.
Oh, I'm just so glad I got you back again.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe you'd be so stupid.
Love, it wasn't like that.
Oh, stupid and thoughtless and mad.
Look, if you just give me a chance to explain.
No, I don't want to hear anymore. I've had enough of your lies.
Look, I keep telling you, I wasn't part of it.
What?
Not on Friday. I was trying to put a stop to it.
So what about the other night? Where were you then? What about the cash in your pocket? Where did that come from?
I told you, Des put the screws on me. I couldn't say no.
Don't even bother. I know the truth. I don't want to hear it.
Look, I wasn't part of the fighting. All I did was hold a walkie-talkie.
All those lies, all those promises. You are just so weak. If someone offers you easy money, you don't think. You just take it.
Ilona, please.
Stealing was bad enough. You got caught for that once and sent to prison. Now you take money from men who fight with dogs?
I know it was bad. It was wrong. I shouldn't have done it.
You know what I think? I think if anyone deserved to get shot, it was you, not Neil.
So how's the arm feeling now?
Oh, a bit stiff and sore, Roy, but not too bad.
I'm not supposed to use it for a bit.
So it's not going to make life easy,
no.
Is it?
No. No, I was just looking at these feed bags, wondering how I'm going to get them undercover.
What, into the store?
Oh, yes, but I can...
I can do that for you now, I'm here.
No, Roy, no, I didn't mean that you...
No, that's no worries. It'll only take me a few minutes.
Well, okay then, thanks. That'd be great. I'll open the door for you.
Wait, that sling suits you, mate. It makes you look like a real hero.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. No need to be so modest. Everyone's talking about it, how brave you were.
Oh.
Yeah, all over Radio Borsetshire and the papers coming to take your photo.
Just a local rag, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised, though. They all want a piece of you after what you did.
I keep saying I didn't do anything, really.
No, only report the whole thing. Stood in the way of a getaway car. Got the number. You're a hero, mate.
No.
Still, I mean, dogfighters. Don't want to go messing with people like that.
Well, maybe not.
If it was me, I'd have been running fast the other way.
Yeah, well, I didn't plan to get involved. Once the police turned up, they told us to stay out of the way. Me and Darryl.
Well, sensible advice.
Yeah, but then suddenly all hell broke loose. People running, shouting. I saw this car trying to drive off.
Yeah, I get it.
He must have stuck a gun out of the window.
Oh, how crazy is that?
Oh, I suppose he might have just been trying to scare me off, but...
What, you think that's any excuse?
No, it blooming well hurt. Just the same, I can tell you.
Yeah, I bet it did.
But don't say this to Susan. But I'd probably do the same again.
Yeah?
Well, these people are scum of the earth, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm right with you there, but...
It's a pity they never got him.
Still, if they got the rest of the gang, they must have a good chance of catching him.
Oh, let's hope.
Neil?
Oh, hello.
You're not trying to work, are you?
No. It's okay, Susan, I'm watching him.
Oh, hello, Roy.
So what about this husband of yours, hey? Real hero. Oh,
well, that's one word for it, Roy.
Oh?
Susan doesn't think it was a very sensible thing to do.
Oh.
Not sensible?
Well, fair's fair, Susan. It's quite a brave thing he did. Aren't you just a little bit proud of him?
Well, all right, yes. So maybe it wasn't the cleverest thing to do, but, yeah, of course I'm proud of him.
Ilona?
No, go away. I don't want to speak to you.
Oh, come on, love. Look, I know what I did was wrong. Haven't I told you how sorry I am?
Oh, sorry is no good, Daryl. It's too late for that.
Look, if I could go back and change things, do it different, don't you think I would?
Daryl, if the police find out about this now, about what you've done...
The police?
Yes. With your record?
Yeah, but they've no real evidence, have they?
Oh, Daryl.
All they know is that me and Neil, we reported the gang. We did our best to put a stop to it, and that was
so
it.
So what about the man who got away?
Des?
Yes. He can't stay on the run forever. They'll catch him in the end. What happens then? What's to stop him grassing you up?
Well, I don't know.
How could you put us all at risk? What kind of a husband and father would do a thing like that?
Thanks again for the help, Roy.
Oh, it's no problem. You just take care, yeah?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of choice, do I? Not till this arm heals.
It's Tom again.
Oh, right.
He left a message earlier. Wants us to meet up.
Sad business. I was very sorry when I heard she'd left him.
Yeah. Sad all round.
From what I've heard, I think he's taking it hard.
Oh, it's a bit awkward for me. Caught in the middle.
Yes, I suppose. With Brenda staying at your place.
Well, Tom's a good mate. I do feel for him, of course, but I've got to think of Brenda first.
Yeah, I can see that.
Don't want to get too involved. Not if I can help it.
Yeah. I can't say I blame you. Oh, that's Darryl.
I'll be on my way then. Got some shopping to do for Hayley.
Okay, well, I'll see you. Bye, Roy.
Yeah, bye.
Neil.
Hello, Darryl.
Sorry, mate. Is this a bad time?
So, what's up? Is there a problem?
Problem? No. It just feels like my whole life's in a mess. I'm writing it. About as deep as it gets.
Oh?
Yeah, it's Ilona. She guessed straight off I was working for Des. There was no point me even trying to deny it.
Well, she's not going to tell anyone, is she?
No. She's just terrified if I get found out, I'll go back to prison again. And she's right, I would.
Found out?
It could still happen, Neil. If the police check, they'll see I've got a record. They might start to get nosy.
Daryl.
That's if Des doesn't shot me first.
Look, Daryl, there's no use worrying about that now. I'll stand by you. So long as we both stick to the same story, we should be fine.
Roy, hi.
Oh, hiya.
Did you get the message?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I meant to get back to you. Busy day.
Oh no, don't worry about it.
So, love.
Yeah, I was just wondering how things were, you know, with Brenda.
Well, she's in Abby's room, you know, so. Got a bit of space of her own.
I mean, how is she in herself? I've tried texting and calling, but she's not getting back to me.
No? Well, she's still pretty upset, Tom. She's not really saying much about it, dealing with it in her own way.
Yeah.
I know you must be suffering, mate.
Yeah. I won't pretend. It's been tough. These last few days have been... Well...
Yeah.
I keep thinking back. What did I do? How did I let it all go so wrong? And wishing I could go back and change things. Do it differently.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's only natural.
And it's all happened so fast, Roy. I wasn't ready for it. I had no idea it was coming.
No. But when you think about it, I mean... This has got to be the worst time, isn't it? I mean, it can only get better from here.
Better?
Well, it's going to take a while, of course, but...
I can't even see that far ahead, Roy. I still can't believe it's really happened. I wake up in the morning and for a moment, I forget. All I want is to have her back again.
Pip wants some clean stuff for Wednesday. She's worrying about what she's going to wear.
What, for her placement interview?
Well, it's a big estate. It may be quite formal. She'll want to look smart.
Well, never mind her outfit, love.
But not too stylish.
It's her attitude that counts. You know, like she's keen, she cares, she's committed, really wants to do it.
You think that would be a problem?
What, given her recent behaviour?
Well...
Hardly grounds for huge optimism there, I'd say.
I do think she's serious about it. She seems to be focusing. She's done all that preparation.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Anyway, at least I'll make sure she's got some clean clothes to wear.
Actually, she'll be home soon. She could do it herself.
It won't take me a minute.
All right. Can I put my phone down here somewhere?
There on the side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, we need to check the tyre pressures on the mixer wagon. They're looking a bit squidgy.
OK, I'll bring it round if you like.
Yeah, would you? That'd be a help.
I'll do it now, before milking.
OK. Ha ha! Here we are, look. The Felpisham Advertiser website.
What?
Look, it's Neil Carter, our local brave have-a-go crime fighter.
Oh, I see.
Doesn't look very comfy with it. Not a natural celebrity, I'd say.
Oh, it's a great picture. You're jealous.
Aye.
Oh, look, with his sling.
I just mean how modest he is about it all. You know, as if it was all in a day's work for him, you know. Typical Neil.
Yeah.
Honestly, if it was down to me, he'd get a medal. Statue on the green.
Nice idea.
I'm not saying I'd have done the same in his place, but...
Hey, could you bung Pip's jeans over?
Okay. I mean, you know, it could just as easily have been one of our barns.
What, mine? Oh. The stuff falling out of her pockets.
Oh, sorry.
Why can't she learn to empty them before she puts them out to wash?
It's all right, got it.
Oh, make sure there's no cash in there or credit cards.
No, it's all right, it's just... Hold on. Leicester Square?
What?
It's a stub from a cinema ticket. A London cinema.
Okay, so...
Oh, what?
What?
It's from last week, Thursday.
Thursday?
Do you remember the day that she was meant to be so busy in the library preparing for her interview?
You sure?
She was down in London.
David, you can't be certain.
Well, where did this come from then? Huh? And there's an underground card too. So all that stuff she told us about being too busy to help with the sheep because she was revising, working so hard, it was all a pack of lies.
He's back from the unit. He's with Jazza down by the pigs.
Is he coming in?
10 minutes.
OK.
I told him we needed to start talking about the dispersal sale and that I'd phone Rodways. He seemed relieved, you know, not to have to take the lead.
Good. And did he mention the supermarket meeting?
Yeah, it seems to be still on track for next week.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And he seemed quite confident about it.
Oh, I guess so. Although I don't think it's way up on his list of priorities right now.
No. I thought if he could only focus on that, on his work, it might help to take his mind off all the rest.
Yeah, I know, love. And I think he's trying to do just that.
He's got to get over this, Tony. If we're changing all our business plans to fit in with his model...
I'll give him time. He'll come through.
And meanwhile, we still get rid of... We keep on with the sale.
Yeah, that's right, love. Now isn't the time to lose faith in him.
Of course not. Did you hear Clary when she came in this morning? She was so surprised by the breakup.
Oh, she'd heard, had she?
Of course. It's all round the village.
Oh, OK.
She'd always thought Tom and Brenda are such a solid couple.
Mm.
Poor Tom.
Yes, well...
I don't think I've seen him as bad as this.
But as I said, he'll get over it in the end.
But he's just so devastated, Tony.
Well, it's going to be hard on him, of course. And it's going to take time. So we'll just have to do our best to help him through it.
That's the trouble. I'm not sure if there's much we can do.
So it's true. You weren't in the library, you were in London.
So what if I was?
You deliberately lied to us.
I was going to tell you. I've been busy.
You were going to tell us?
Yes, I forgot.
You forgot.
I've had other things to do, haven't I?
Pip, put that phone down and listen to me. You told us that you were working at uni in the library.
Okay.
All the time you were out having fun with Spencer. You never meant to work at all. If I hadn't found that ticket...
No, it wasn't planned like that. It was a last-minute thing. We just decided...
I don't care if it was planned or not. How could you do that, Pip? How could you be so dishonest?
Dad, please, will you lay off? It's not such a big deal.
It's not... Of course it's a big deal.
Aren't I allowed to go out and enjoy myself sometimes?
Pip, that's not the point, and you know it.
Hey, whoa, there is no need to start shouting at me.
The point is, you promised us one thing, that you'd stay and do some serious work for your interview, and then you go off and do this.
Dad, face it, I'm not a child anymore. I'm allowed to think for myself.
Well, then why can't you start behaving like a responsible adult instead of a... spoilt and selfish 10-year-old.
No, you cannot say that to me.
I can, because it's perfectly true.
Dad, no, stop it, that's enough.
Pip.
No, leave me alone. You're not being fair and I'm not going to stand here and listen to this.
Pip, don't you dare walk away from me. Pip!
Just leave me alone.
Pip, wait, come back
no,
here.
No, just go away, I'm not speaking to you.
Where do you think you're going?
Out of here, away from you.
Pip, don't you dare. Pip!
How can he say that to me?
Pip, come back.
Oh, it's just so unfair. Oh, my... Pip! Pip! Oh, my...
Ruth!
Pip!
Quick! Get the car door open.
I didn't even see her, David. I was backing up.
Yeah, I know.
Pip! Are you all right?
Here, come on. Come on, let's get you out of there.
I hurt. Mum! Look, come on, Pip. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. She's fine.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, lucky for her.
Mum,
I didn't even see you. I couldn't stop.
I know, Pet. I didn't see you either. I was backing up the wagon.
No, Ruth, it's not your fault.
Oh, Mum, look at my car.
Okay, never mind about that now.
If you hadn't driven off so fast, if you'd looked where you were going...
It's all messed up. Oh, it's completely broken.
Yeah, and whose fault is that?
David.
Oh, look at it. Oh, I can't bear it.
Come on, leave that for now. Let's get you inside. Come on. Here you are. Get that down you. It'll make you feel better.
You think Dad's right, don't you? You think it was my fault?
It doesn't matter whose fault it was.
I was just so upset after all those things he said to me. I just wanted to get away.
Okay, but neither of us was hurt. That's what really matters.
But what about my car?
Oh, just hold on. Wait until your dad's had a chance to really...
Okay, right.
Here, come and have some tea.
No, not for me, thanks. Need to get straight back out there.
Okay, so what do you reckon?
Well, the good news is the tractor's fine and the feed wagon. Just a dent and scratches.
Dad,
what about the car?
That's not so good, I'm afraid. Both front wheels are skewed.
Oh.
The way it is now, I can't even move it.
Okay.
Oh, my car! What am I going to do?
Well, the first thing you should do is call your insurance company.
What?
Oh, no rush. Have your tea first.
The sooner the better.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, just don't hassle me, Dad, please. I'll go and find their number.
David, she's had quite a shock.
Yes, all right, I know. And I feel for her. Of course I do.
Really?
Yes. But we're lucky it wasn't a whole lot worse.
I know.
And she has only got herself to blame.
It was nobody's fault, David, was it? It was just an accident.
I know we're all keen to get the sale over with, but until we've talked to Rodways...
Who are we talking to?
Oh, Alec Murray.
All right.
I've not met him before, but he does a lot of farm sales, apparently. I said we'd go in about midday tomorrow.
Is that okay for you, Tom?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm not sure how long these things take, or when is the best time to sell. We may get a better price if we hold off a bit.
What do you think, Tom?
Tom?
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm not too sure. I mean, it's a difficult one.
Yes.
To be honest, it's such a big one, I'd rather leave it all to the professionals. Let Rodways decide.
Yeah, perhaps that would be best.
Yes, I'd go with that.
If we all go in and talk it through tomorrow,
look,
then...
Tom, you don't have to come with us.
Don't I?
No, if you'd prefer not to. I mean, if you've got other things to do. Your mum and I can deal with it.
Really? Well...
Yeah, that's right. I suppose we could.
Oh, we're all agreed. We know we want to sell. We can let Rodways handle all the rest.
You're sure? I mean, I...
You've got quite enough on your plate. If it helps to take the pressure off.
Yeah. Yes, it would. Thanks. I don't think I'd be much help there anyway.
Well, if anything vital does come up, we can always give you a call.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No. You don't have to apologise.
I don't have that much headspace right now, you know?
Yes.
Yes, we do understand.
And, Tom, I don't suppose there's much else we can do, but if there is...
Thanks, Mum.
You've only got to say the word.
No. That's really kind.
Ruth, you can't really say it was just an accident.
These things happen, David.
Not like that.
I feel bad enough already. If I'd been more careful backing the mixer
wagon... I was standing there. I saw you both. Pip was going way too fast.
Okay, but this isn't helping. Can't we just be grateful that neither of us was hurt?
What, do you think I'm not grateful? Of course I am. Just as relieved as you are. But come on, let's think about where we go from here. Pip's got her interview on Wednesday in Yorkshire. How's she going to get there?
Train, I suppose. And then a taxi.
A taxi from the station? How much is that going to cost? And that's just for starters. How's she going to commute to uni? Does she expect us to give her a lift every day?
It's going to be difficult.
Yes, it is. And I know you keep saying it was nobody's fault, but if she hadn't told those lies in the first place...
Yeah, that was wrong. And I'm not defending her.
Ruth, if she hadn't told those lies, then gone and lost her temper, none of this would have happened.
So how's it going? No last-minute complications?
No. Matt's gone off to Gilbert's Cross and he won't be back until tonight.
Great. And are you all set to go?
Yep, just about. I shall be on my way soon.
Fantastic. You won't be disappointed.
Won't I?
Oh, Lillian, my darling, I promise you, this is going to be something really special.
So you keep telling me.
So I'll pick you up at your usual place. 11 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, all right. And I know this is meant to be a surprise, but can't you give me a bit more of an idea where we're going? Oh, just a little clue.
What? Spoil the surprise?
No, but... Well, you said we'll be out of doors some of the time. So can I wear my heels or will I need my flats?
All right. Well, it's smart, but you need to be comfortable. That's all I'm saying. I just want you looking your best. Well, that should be easy for you. All dolled up and ready to go.
All right.
Oh, trust me, we're going to have the time of our lives.
Did you remember the lettuces?
Yeah, it's all here. Everything on the list.
Good. If we get a move on, we should have time to drop it off on the way.
Oh, suits me.
Oh, it'll suit Helen too. She's waiting for this.
Oh, and you know what passed me in the lane by the polytunnels?
Go on.
A garage pickup with Pip's car up on the back.
Oh, was it badly damaged?
Oh, the front end looked pretty beat up, yes.
Oh, dear. Poor old Pip. I suppose they're going to see if they can repair it.
I still don't get how she did that. Drove into the yard tractor.
According to Susan, who got it from Emma.
She must have been going like a bat out of hell.
Oh, I don't know the full story.
I don't suppose David was too impressed, to put it mildly.
You've got to feel sorry for Pip, though.
Oh, yes.
I mean, her insurance premium must be steep enough already.
Yeah. Kids, eh? You never stop worrying, whatever age they are.
No. Anyway, we better get a move on. We still got a dairy herd to try and sell.
So, I brought the heels and the flats.
Good girl.
I'm ready for anything.
You look gorgeous as ever.
Thank you, darling.
So just sit back, relax, and look forward to a real treat.
Is it much further? I mean, how far are we going?
Yeah, nice try. I'm not falling for that one.
Sorry. I'm just excited, that's all. Can't bear all this suspense.
So talk about something else. Oh, tell me about this shootout the other night.
Oh, you heard about that?
Yeah, I picked up on the local radio on the way down. Dogfighters blasting off with shotguns.
Yeah, it was very nasty. Poor Neil Carter was lucky not to be killed.
He's a friend of yours.
Oh, well, everyone knows Neil. He's a real salt of the earth type. You know, he's a lovely man. Yeah. Very quiet and mild-mannered.
Well, sounds like he showed his colours the other night.
Oh, and that builder you used last year, Daryl Maitland.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently he was on the scene too with Neil.
Oh. He managed not to get shot at.
Oh, not that I heard. Can't imagine him tackling an armed gang single-handed. Mm. He's a perfectly nice man, but, well, I mean, he's not exactly hero material, is he?
Well, this excitement going on in Ambridge makes Watford seem like a sleepy backwater.
Yeah, you take your life in your hands when you walk through our fields. Never go out alone after dark.
Yeah, not without a flak jacket, eh?
For a bodyguard.
Why are we slowing down?
Ah, wait and see.
Paul, this is the queue for the race course.
Yep.
Surely you don't mean...
Yeah, I told you. Something really special.
You're taking me to Felpersham Races?
Surprise, eh? Hope you're feeling lucky today. I know I am.
Paul, no, we can't.
Of course we can. This is my treat.
But it's local. People I know come here.
Hey.
Well, what if somebody sees us?
It's okay. Matt's safely on a job, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, darling, I'm sorry to be such a bore, but can't we go somewhere else?
Somewhere else? Why? Oh, come on, stop worrying.
But what if somebody's...
Don't be so paranoid. It'll be packed today. Who's going to spot us?
Oh, it's too much of a risk.
No risk at all. We'll be fine. We can't go changing our plans now. I booked our seats in the grandstand.
Grandstand?
Yeah, so relax, eh? Glass or two of bubbly, a flutter on the ponies. We're going to have ourselves a great time.
After all those years in Derry, I'm sure it can't have been an easy decision for you.
No, it wasn't.
But now it's made, we want to get on with the sale as soon as we can.
Yes, of course, I understand.
So I suppose what we need to know first is how long will it take to organise?
Well, if we want to give it the best shot we can, we're probably talking about a couple of months.
As long as that?
Well, yes. Apart from anything else, no one wants to try and sell a dairy herd in the middle of silage making.
Oh, I can see that, yes.
But if we hold on, well, we can still get it out of the way well before harvest.
Pat?
I was hoping it might be sooner, but I can see your point.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
And it'll give us plenty of time to advertise. Spread the word. Get a bit of a buzz going.
Yeah.
So the next question, how much do you think we'll get? What sort of prices?
Well, based on recent prices at the market, we'd be talking somewhere around £1,100 to £1,200 a life.
Right.
So with your 90 milkers and 45 followers?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Well, with any luck, you should be knocking on the door of £200,000.
Okay.
200?
That's just a ballpark figure. A lot depends on what happens on the day. And that's if you decide to go ahead, of course.
What do you think, Pat?
Well, yes. Yes, that sounds all right to me.
Drink up. If we're quick, there'll be time for another before the start.
I'm doing fine.
Oh, come on, it'll help you unwind.
No, really, I better pace myself.
Fair enough. While you're doing that, you can help me choose our next winner.
Next?
Yeah, one that doesn't trip over its own feet at the last fence.
Darling, you know, I'm the wrong person to ask.
Not true. You've got a good eye for the GGs.
Not now. Not here. You choose for us.
So you can blame me when it limps in at the back of the field.
I won't do that, promise.
Anyway, I think our luck's changing. My big toe's itching. Always a good sign. Plus, I've got you here with me. My lucky talisman. My golden girl.
Don't be silly.
Oh, it's true. I'm so proud to have you with me. Oh, come here.
Paul, please.
What? Can't I even put my arm round
you? This isn't the time or the place. No, take your arm away.
What?
Quick.
What?
Behind you, at the bar. No, don't look.
What? Who?
Andrew. Andrew Eagleton.
Eagleton?
Oh, it's too late. He's seen us. He's coming over.
Hey, so what?
Oh, he's a friend of Matt's. And he sits with me on the board of Borchester Market. He knows everybody.
Yeah, okay, relax. We can handle this.
Lillian?
Andrew, hello.
Well, this is a nice surprise.
Yes, I am. I'm sort of here on business, really.
Is Matt here with you?
No, he's busy. Andrew, this is Steve. He's he's a builder.
Hi.
Hello. So, what kind of builder?
Well, I've...
Architectural. He restores old buildings, and we're thinking of working together, aren't we?
That's right, yeah.
Ah.
You're Matt and I on our project at Gilbert's Cross.
Oh, I see. Why don't you let me buy you both a drink?
No, it's kind. But Steve and I still have some business to talk through.
Okay.
And then I was going to meet some other friends, so...
Well, I shan't get in your way. Maybe I'll see you later.
Yes, maybe.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
Yeah. And you.
Bye.
Well, there, you see. It's no problem at all.
Paul.
We sold it to him. He didn't suspect a thing.
How do you know? What if he saw you put your arm around me?
Through all this crowd.
But you don't know, he might have.
No.
It's not stupid. I'd have to face him at the board meeting on Thursday.
Lillian, listen to me. He's got no reason to suspect anything. For all he knew, it was a perfectly innocent meeting, and I'm not going to let it spoil our day. Now, let's get back out, shall we? I don't want to miss a start.
Well, some good news for once.
Yes, it's definitely at the top end of our own estimate.
Plus a bit more. 200,000. Were you expecting that much?
Well, there are no guarantees, love.
No, but even if it's somewhere close, it's going to make a difference. It'll take some of the pain out of losing the herd. And it'll be a nice lump sum towards our pension.
Well, you know me, I don't like to count our chickens. But I suppose it might help to cheer Tom up a bit.
Well,
he'll be taking a lot more of the financial responsibility from now on. At least he'll know we've got some decent capital behind us.
Yeah. Though right now, my guess is he'd give it all to get Brenda back again.
I can't believe it.
Never mind.
Oh, if he'd given it just a bit more at the end. That jockey wasn't even trying.
Still, at least we won something.
Yeah, we're doing better. We got a place this time. Next one's going to be a winner.
Paul.
So, pick up our winnings, head on down to the bar, then out to the paddock to get our eye.
Paul.
Yeah?
Sorry, but I can't do this anymore.
What do you mean?
I can't stay. Not after what happened with Andrew. Can you just take me out of here?
Hey. Come on. Look, what you need is a little drink to settle your nerves.
No, really, I'm all on edge. I'm terrified we'll bump into somebody else. Please, can we just go?
So you want us to go now? And miss the last two races?
I know, I'm sorry.
I've not even picked up our winnings.
Well, darling, we can still do that and then go. Please.
You really are serious, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid I am.
After all the trouble I took to fix this up, not to mention the expense, all because of your paranoia.
It's not just paranoia. If Matt was to find out I was here with
you... Oh, to hell with Matt. Why can't you think about my feelings for a change?
Paul, it's not fair.
It seems fair to me. Why do we always have to fit our lives around him?
Look, I said I'm very sorry. I know I'm letting you down.
Letting me down doesn't come close to how I'm feeling right now.
I can't help it. I'll try and make it up to you, I promise. I just can't stay here anymore.
Anyone would think you're getting bored with your life.
Me?
Well, like it's not full enough already, so let's volunteer to do the church flowers.
Don't know about volunteer. Just my turn on the rota.
I don't know where you find the time.
Well, I'm not working this afternoon. Only take me an hour or so.
Okay, well, don't let me hold you up.
Well, it's nice of you to call. You're doing all right, you know.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. I mustn't forget my secateurs.
Oh, I just thought you might like to know.
Know what?
Well, when Emma came to pick up George on Sunday, I was a bit worried, you know, after she was so iffy with me about the baby.
Oh, yeah?
But as it turned out, she was much better this time.
Oh.
Quite nice and friendly, actually.
Oh, good.
And you know what? She even said if mine turns out to be a girl, maybe she could pass on some of the things of Kira's.
Really? Oh, well, that is a nice change.
Yeah, it made me feel a lot better anyway. I hate it when there's bad feeling between us.
Oh, yeah, it's all so silly and pointless when there's no reason at all why you can't get on.
Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you.
Mick, are you busy for the next hour or so?
Not until I pick up the kids, no.
So why don't you come down the church with me while I do the flowers?
Oh, well...
Well, then we can have a proper chat. And if you're interested, I'll show you how it's done.
Dad.
Pip, hi. How's things? Did you get there on time?
Yes, everything's fine. I'm at the place now, just waiting for my interview.
Okay, so you found a taxi at the station?
Yes, or I wouldn't be here now, would I?
So, thank you, Dad, for getting up at the crack of dawn to put you on the train.
Thanks.
Right, well, good luck with the interview. Hope it goes well for you.
Dad, remember, if the insurance company call, tell them to call me and leave a message on my voicemail.
Yeah, all right, if that's what you want.
You won't forget, will you? It's important. I need to know what they say as soon as I can.
Okay, I won't forget.
Thanks, right. Well, I've got to go.
Pip.
I can't talk now, but I'll see you later. Bye.
Remember to text me when you're on the train home.
Hey, you the shepherd in here?
Jezza, hi.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, hi, Ed.
Because if you are, we've got a proposition for you.
Hey. So, is this your new set of wheels?
Aye, we're bargain pickup.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, very nice. Very swish, eh?
Well, it's just about cleared us out, but we're all sorted now. Got all the gear we need.
Great. So, you're all set up for your first shearing season?
Well, we will be once we've done the course next week.
Oh, I thought it was later than that.
No, we got on an earlier one. The sooner we get started, the better.
Oh.
There's just one wee snag.
Yeah?
We've still got no sheep to work on.
Ah, right.
No, well, not so far. I've got back to some of the farms I talked to before and, well...
No joy?
Most of them already booked their teams for this year. And because we don't have any experience,
it's
so...
It's a proverbial chicken and egg situation. You kind of get experience without being experienced.
Yeah. But the course?
Oh, aye.
It's only a couple of days. We don't get a lot of sheep to practice on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, well, we're offering a special deal. You can get your whole flock sheared for a big discount after going rate.
A discount?
For this year only, so grab it while you can.
Okay, well...
Unless you've booked someone else.
Well, sort of, but... No, all right, how about this? Maybe not the whole flock, but... come here and do 100.
Aye.
Okay, that's great. That's a deal.
And I'll be counting their legs when you finish, right?
Fair enough. Yeah, no, thanks, David. You won't get a nick on them, I promise. So, our next stop, Home Farm.
Oh, Adam.
Yep.
Right, if we can get him on side, we're in business.
Poor Susan. Half of us furious with him for taking such a silly risk.
Yeah, I think I'd be with her on that.
And the other half would have probably done the same herself. She'd been in his place.
Well, not me. I've been out of there sharpish.
Oh, me too. Anyway, the good news is that Neil's shoulder's healing up well. Should be out of that sling in a day or two.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, Alan.
Clary.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Nick.
She's come to help me with these.
Oh, I don't know about help.
They've got the organ working again.
Well, on a wing and a prayer. But the tuner says it's a bit of a patch-up job. Needs some serious work on it.
How serious?
Well, he's just sent us some quotes.
Oh?
You better take a deep breath. The lowest is for 30 grand.
No.
30,000?
Minimum. And if we want to do a thorough job, it could be nearer 50.
Oh, my eye. As much as that.
Yeah, apparently it needs some major repairs on the leatherwork. And then all the electrics need to be rewired. And some of the chests were repaired with chipboard in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, chipboard? Oh.
Sounds a bit DIY to me.
Yeah. They really need replacing with proper marine-grade ply. If we can afford it. Anyway, it's still early days. I've only just seen this last quote. I'm going to talk to Christine about it now.
Oh, well, perhaps she'll have some bright ideas. Yeah,
maybe. Anyway, I must be off. Oh, the flowers look lovely, by the way.
Don't they?
Bye.
Bye. Right. Let's have a go round the pulpit then, shall we?
That's great. Waste of diesel.
Nah, it was worth a try.
I'd counted on Adam. I reckoned on him gaining us a few. Not even a couple of wee lambs.
Yeah, well, there you go.
We offer him rock bottom rates. What's he got against us?
Jazz, he'd already booked his team for this year. Simple as that.
Maybe. My guess is he didn't trust us. Doesn't he want these fancy sheep sheared by a pair of amateurs?
Yeah, well, let's be fair, he does have a point there, doesn't he?
Catch 22 again. We spend all this cash on the gear and for what?
Well, there's still a few farms left, and we got that 100 from Brookfield.
100?
It's a start.
All these sheep in the world with all these fleeces. How about these guys who shear 10,000 in a season? How did they get experience?
Well, they must have had to start small and build up, like us.
I'm seriously beginning to wonder if this was such a canny scheme of yours after all.
Come on, Jazz, give it a chance. It's like planting acorns, isn't it? You've got to give it time.
Aye, hundreds of years.
We'll keep asking around. Maybe go further afield, keep our rates cheaper than the competition.
So if we do work, we'll be doing it for peanuts.
Well, it's still good money. Or do you want to go on feeding pigs for the rest of your life?
Okay. Fair dues. Point taken.
We can't work at all until we've got through this course, remember? One step at a time.
You're right, Nick. The phones look much better like that.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. And they set the tulips off nicely.
Maybe you should let me take over and finish.
Well, you can if you like. You're more than welcome.
No, Clary, I was joking.
Well, I don't see why not. You've got quite an eye for this. Oops. Now, where did that go?
Down behind the...
Careful.
Oh, I've got it.
Don't you go doing acrobatics.
Oh, there you are.
Thanks. Look, I know it's still early days, but you don't want to go getting complacent.
I'm looking after myself. Don't worry.
Oh, I expect William's making sure of that.
Oh, he's been so sweet about it. Cups of tea in bed. Coming back early to help me with the kids.
Oh, well.
Well, not every night, of course, but when he can.
Well, you know how much it means to him. To the whole family.
Oh, and to me as well, Clary. Mm. Now it's happened, I can't think why I waited so long.
You don't want to rush a thing like that. You wait until you're good and ready.
I suppose.
Just between ourselves, I wonder if that's what went wrong with Tom and Brenda.
Oh?
I know he wanted kids, but maybe she weren't so keen.
You think so?
Well, it's only a guess, but...
Oh, it must have been such a tough decision for her all the same.
Oh, yeah. From what Vicky says, I think she's really finding it hard.
Hmm.
Moving back home after all that time. And her work's not helping neither.
No?
Apparently, Matt and Lillian went off all day yesterday and left her to cope on her own.
Oh.
Not for the first time. And when Lillian finally got back, she was no help at all.
Heffernan, you still at it?
Hello. Nearly done.
Oh, it's looking very nice.
Nick's been helping.
Not much, really.
Did you go round Christine?
Yes. When I arrived, she and Jim were having a celebratory scone.
Oh.
What were they celebrating?
Oh, Jim sent off his last article for Borsetshire Life.
Oh, I see.
The interview with Brian Aldridge.
Well, I suppose that's worth a scone or two.
Yes. I think he's decided that perhaps a late career as a journalist isn't for him after all.
And what about the organ?
Not so good news there, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
It's as I thought. The cupboard's pretty bare. We've only got a few thousand in the maintenance fund.
Well, that's not going to go far, is it?
Yeah, and that's meant to be for the structure of the building. You know, we really should have been keeping a separate fund for the organ.
Too late now, I suppose.
Well, yes.
So where will you find all that money?
That is a very good question, Nick.
30,000. That's a lot of bring and buy sales.
Hmm. Now, we'll start by having a crisis meeting of the PCC, go through all our options. We could be faced with some tough decisions.
But you'll have to get it fixed somehow, surely.
Well, if there is a way, I'm sure we'll find it.
Yeah, but what's the alternative? I can't imagine this church without its organ.
Me neither, Clary. Anyway, I'm not saying it'll come to that.
Oh, I do hope not.
And enough of these gloomy thoughts. Hmm? You two have done a great job.
Thanks. Like I said, I've had my assistant here.
Oh, it's been nice. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I should be careful, Nick. Before you know it, they'll have you down on the rotor.
Oh, I'm just so exhausted.
Yes, it's been a long day for both of us.
Such a stressful journey. The train seemed to take forever.
Well, we should be home by, let's see, 10:30, just.
Okay, well... I know it was a pain for you to come and pick me up, and I'm very grateful, all right?
So I'm guessing the interview didn't go so well?
No, it's not that, Dad. I had a message from the insurance. They can't fix my car, it's a write-off.
Okay, well, that's a shame.
Dad, it's a disaster! If you take away my excess, I'll hardly get any money back at all.
Okay, well, let's just wait and see before you...
Work it out! I'll be lucky to get half of what it's worth. I mean, how am I ever going to afford a new one?
You'll have to look around until you find one you can afford.
Yeah, and how long's that going to take? And what am I supposed to do in the meantime? How will I get to uni? I can't go on scrounging lifts and catching the train. Oh, my whole life's going to be impossible.
It was here, on the desk. I must be going mad.
What was?
My Borchester Market file for the meeting. I put it out ready this morning.
Well, don't look at me. I've not seen it.
No, I'm not saying you have. Oh, I'm going to be late already.
Now, hold on, hold on. What's this?
Oh.
Yeah, you must have dumped it on the filing cabinet, yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, mine?
Oh, I'm all fingers and thumbs.
It's all right. I've got it. There you go.
Thanks, Matt.
More haste.
I do so hate walking in late. Such bad manners.
Pushcat, it's only a market board meeting. From what I hear, they never start on time anyway.
Well, that's not the point.
And then Martin Gibson droning on about financial projections for the next quarter. You'll need a strong dose of caffeine just to last the course.
Don't worry, I'll stay awake somehow.
So what are you getting so jumpy about?
Nothing.
Come on, you've been all on edge since you got up this morning.
Just a bit tired, that's all. Feels as if it's been a long week already.
Or is there something you haven't told me?
What?
You've been secretly gambling away the hospitality fund.
Matt, it's not even funny.
Okay. Yeah, off you go.
Okay, well, I'll see you later.
Yeah, and say hello from me to Andrew, will you?
Andrew?
Yeah, and tell him as soon as he's up for another nine holes, give me a call.
On my land, in my barn. I couldn't believe the cheek of it.
That does take some beating.
How they got in the first place. Honestly, Andrew, I hope they lock up the whole gang and throw away the keys.
Aren't they still after a couple of them?
Yes, including the one that popped off a shotgun at poor old Neil.
That was very nasty indeed. He's a dogfighter, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I'm just so relieved he wasn't seriously hurt. And so grateful to him for the way he handled it.
Right man in the right place. Eh?
Yes. He saw what was going on straight away, and he didn't mess about. He kept his cool and called in the police, and then tried to get this car's number as it drove away.
And got a shoulder full of lead for his pains. Here she is. Lillian.
Is that our full compliment?
Just about.
Hello.
Afternoon.
Hello, Brian.
Any luck on Tuesday?
Luck?
I was just telling Andrew about the goings-on in my barn.
Oh, the dogfighting. Yes, wasn't that terrible?
Yeah, apparently this wasn't even the first time.
Really?
No, it's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, so I heard.
I mean, what astonishes me is how they got away with it for as long as they did, right under our noses.
Well, sounds like their game's over for a while, anyway.
Oh, thank goodness.
And here's Martin. If you'll excuse me, I need to...
Andrew, before we start...
Yes, Lillian?
If you've got a moment, I'd like to pick your brains.
Oh, well, you may not find much in there today.
But... Well, I'm going to grab another coffee while I can.
Good plan.
Oh, both of you, look out for next month's Borsetshire Live.
Any special reason?
Well, there should be a very interesting and informative piece about Home Farm and the estate.
Will there?
Yes.
Jim Lloyd's article.
Yeah, because one of my neighbours fancies himself as a journalist. He came up and interviewed me. Photographer, the lot.
Nice one.
Yes, yeah. Nothing like a good bit of free PR.
I'll look forward to reading it.
So, Andrew...
Lillian, do you mind if we leave this until after the meeting?
Well...
Then we can find somewhere quiet. Have a proper chat.
Yes, all right.
So, talk later, yeah?
Yeah.
Daryl!
Oh, no.
Hey, Daryl, don't run away. I've been wanting to have a word with you.
Oh, yeah? What about?
Come on, no prizes, surely. The man who helped stop a violent gang of dogfighters.
Oh, that.
Yeah, nice job, well done. Congratulations, mate.
Oh, I keep telling everyone I didn't do nothing at all, really.
Nah, don't be modest. Nah, very brave, I'd say.
I didn't.
Modesty is all well and good, Daryl, but you can't hide from the limelight. Not now you're famous.
Famous?
Well, it's all over the local press. Credit where credit's due, right?
Oh, well, it's Neil Carter who should take the credit.
Oh, I know you didn't get shot at, but you obviously played your part.
Yeah. Well, don't take any notes of the papers. I'll try and make a story out of anything.
Yeah, I know, but the point is... When you saw that suspicious behaviour, load of dodgy-looking men with dogs near an empty barn...
But it was dark, remember? I didn't get a clear look.
All the same, you saw what you saw. You didn't bottle out. You stuck in there, and you did the right thing.
Well, Yeah, I suppose.
Whereas a lesser man might have turned a blind eye and gone home safe to his wife and kids. Nah, I bet they're really proud of you for what you did, eh? Ah, tell me more about it.
Andrew.
Oh, once old Martin gets on a roll, I thought there'd be no stopping him.
Yes.
I'm glad that's over. Some of us have got lives to get back to, eh?
Andrew, before you rush off...
Oh, yes. Our little chat.
It won't take a minute. I just wanted to ask...
I was hoping we'd meet up again on Tuesday. At the racecourse. I did look out for you, but...
Yeah, I had to leave early, so oh. I...
Right.
Anyway, I wondered... With all your contacts in the building trade, you see, Matt and I are looking for a good builder who specialises in restoration work.
Restoration?
I'll tell you why. Do you remember the man I introduced you to at the races?
Ah, yes. Stuart.
Steve.
Steve, yes. Didn't you tell me that he was a restoration specialist?
Yeah, well done. You must have been paying attention.
You said you were thinking of using him.
Yes, at Gilbert's Cross. But once I talked to him, well, it was pretty obvious that he didn't have the skills we're looking for.
Oh.
So we're back to square one. We'll have to find somebody else.
Well, Lillian, I can see that you do have a problem. You want me to help you out?
Yeah, if you can.
No, I'm sorry. I can't think of anyone offhand.
Oh, well...
So many cowboys in the building trade, that's a trouble. Real craftsmen are about as rare as hen's teeth.
Yes, tell us about it.
But if I do have a sudden brainwave, I'll give you a buzz. All right?
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll take this sling off when Susan's not around.
All right, I won't give you away.
Well, I've got to go easy. The arm's still not much use, really.
Oh, it must be a real nuisance for you.
Oh, well, I'm getting by. And hopefully it won't be for much longer.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm here. Jenny and I wondered if you and Susan would like to come have dinner sometime.
Dinner?
Well, a kitchen supper, nothing too formal. I'm just the family.
Yeah, that's kind of you
to ask. Well, it's a sort of thank you for what you did the other night.
Oh, well...
Of course, I feel I owe you far more than that, but... Well, it'd be jolly nice to see you anyway, if you think you'd like to come.
Yes, we'd love to, I'm sure.
Good. Well...
I'll have to check with Susan, just to, you know...
Yeah, of course. Well, you talk between yourselves and then get back to us and we'll sort out a day.
Oh, well, thanks, Brian.
Well, as I said, after what you've done for us...
Nah, really, Brian, you don't need to worry about that.
Oh, look, here's your brave comrade in arms.
Eh? Oh, afternoon.
Oh, afternoon, Darrell.
Hello, you come to bask in your moment of glory?
You are?
Yeah, look, this week's Echo.
Oh, yeah.
It's all over the front page. You two are real celebrities.
It's not me, it's Neil.
Well, your name's mentioned too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't. I'd rather be anonymous.
Too late for that, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks again to the both of you. Darrell, look, Neil and Susan are coming up for dinner one night soon. Why don't you and Ilona join us? Good man. Let's all check our diaries and find a date. We'll talk soon, Neil.
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
Bye.
Dinner? Oh, it's at home farm.
Yeah, that was decent of him to ask.
Oh, Neil, I can't. I'm feeling really bad about this. I'm feeling terrible.
Why?
Being treated like a hero when I'm the one who got you into it, who nearly got you killed.
Darrell.
And who asked you to cover for me.
It was my choice, my decision, not yours. And it's like I said, so long as we both stick to the same story...
You still think they're going to believe us?
Why not?
Matt Crawford got hold of me this morning. He was asking me all these questions.
Questions?
Yeah, about how it all happened, how I came to be there on Friday night.
So he's just being nosy.
Oh, he's not daft. What if he suspects?
No, of course he doesn't. Why should he?
He knows I've been in trouble before. He's got a lot of contacts.
No, not in the dogfighting world. You're just getting paranoid.
OK, but it's not just him I'm worried about. Now there's all this stuff in the papers, how you and me shot the old gang. What if the wrong people get to see it?
Wrong people?
There's his mates. They'll know I've grassed them up.
Look, you stuck around so you got involved. If you'd just done as I said...
I know, but this isn't going to help.
Well, there's no use worrying about it now. It's a risk we had to take.
Maybe.
Darryl, you'd got yourself in so deep, it was the only way out for you. What else could you have done?
Ilona's right. I got no sense, no willpower. I should have had the guts to say no in the first place.
Maybe you should.
I've got a bad feeling about this whole thing, Neil. I'm not out of it yet.
I had a quiet word with Andrew at the end. I don't think he suspects anything.
There you are, then.
Such a relief. I had to sit through the whole meeting fearing the worst.
I can't see why you had to lose any sleep over it anyway.
Paul, if he had caught on...
I told you all along. He hadn't a clue.
I can't understand how you can be so relaxed about it.
We can't always live in a glass bubble, Lillian. I mean, what's this all about, you and me? If we can't take a few risks now and then...
That's easy for you to say.
There we were, having a great time... At least I was. Until we bump into some harmless boar and you press the panic button.
Oh, Paul, you know how sorry I am. And I've told you I'll make it up to you somehow. But this harmless boar just happens to be a big chum of Matt's. I mean, they play golf together, for heaven's sake.
So what?
All it would take is one casual remark from Andrew about how he'd met me on the racecourse with a man.
Why should he even mention it?
Well, you'd better keep your fingers crossed and hope he doesn't, then. That's all I can say.
Honestly, I can spare half an hour if you're busy.
Thanks, Dad, but I can manage.
Oh, OK. Well, I might as well tip this seed in for you while I'm here.
OK, then, if you like.
Yeah, speed things up a bit, so you can get these carrots sown while the weather holds.
Be good, yeah.
Another job done. And you might get to finish a few minutes earlier.
I'm in no rush. I'd rather be doing something.
I understand why you'd rather keep busy, but... Well, push yourself too hard, and if you're not careful, you'll burn yourself out.
Dad, I'm doing fine. I'm okay, all right?
Okay. Well, how about this? I'll do your next early milking.
Dad!
No arguments. Won't do me any harm to get out of bed. It'll give you a chance to lie in a bit.
I don't need a lie-in.
Tom! Look, I know I'm way past it, but... Well, I do have some idea of what you're going through. Won't help you running yourself into the ground. So let me do this for you, all right?
OK. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, good. That's settled.
I know you're trying to help and... Well, I do appreciate it.
Well, after all, we shan't be milking for much longer.
No.
Hello? Anyone coming in for tea?
Oh, yeah, sounds great.
Tom?
No thanks, Mum. I'll get this drilling done first.
OK. And don't forget, we need to have another talk about the sale.
Yeah, I know. I'll come in when I've finished.
All right.
OK, looks like you're all ready to go.
Thanks, Dad.
Right. I'll leave you to it.
Yep, I'll see you in a bit.
Hi, you're through to Roy Tucker. I can't talk right now.
I know the grass won't be ready for another couple of weeks.
Any problems with the forage harvester? We need to know now.
Well, as soon as I've finished greasing it up, I'll give it a trial run.
Oh, there she is.
Who, Pip?
Spencer's car in the lane. He's dropping her off.
Oh, okay. I don't suppose she's heard anything back from her interview?
No, she said next week at the earliest.
Well, I have to say, I won't be holding my breath.
Well, let's not worry about that now. David...
Yes, all right, I know what you're going to say. Don't be too hard on her.
I know it's a difficult situation.
We've got a plan, and you agreed. It's perfectly fair and reasonable. Generous, even.
Yeah, but we've still got to try and sell it to her.
Sell it? She ought to be biting our hand off.
I'm not defending the way she's behaved, but what's done is done. Let's try and see it from where she is now. Help her move on.
That is exactly what it's all about.
Okay. Shh. Hi.
Hi.
Did that work out okay? You lived with Spencer?
Yeah, just about. It was so good of him.
Yeah.
He's really busy. He's meant to be drilling this afternoon and he's lost an hour already.
Well, that's what boyfriends are for, isn't it?
Dad, he's got a full-time job. He works as hard as you do. I can't expect him to be doing this every day.
No, I can see that.
Well, you've got through to Friday anyway.
Yes, but there's still next week and then the week after that.
I know.
I can't go on like this. I've got to get another car.
So, are you going to be around later, say in about half an hour?
I don't know. I might be. Why?
So we can sit down and have a talk about all this. I've got a suggestion that might help you out.
Oh.
But, you know, if you've got other plans, it can wait till another
no,
time.
No, no, I've got no plans. I'm okay to talk.
Is that okay with you, Ruth?
Fine by me.
Right. I'll finish doing this.
Yeah?
And then...
Whenever you like, I'll be around.
So, you've given Rodways the official green light for the sale?
Yes. We haven't firmed up any dates, but it'll be sometime in the early summer, when the silage making is well out of the way.
Hopefully.
Unless it's anything like last summer, of course.
Please not.
So we're probably talking about 8 or 10 weeks' time.
Yeah. So, what's the next step?
Well...
We'll have to get Alistair in and do a pre-movement test on the whole herd and pray there aren't any reactors.
Looking on the bright side.
Sorry, forget I even said it.
Oh, I've called Alistair already. He'll be getting back to us.
Yeah, and then...
Well, then there's this big decision your mum was talking about.
Oh?
Do we hold the sale at the market or here on the farm?
Right, yeah, I see.
If we sold on the farm, there'd be less stress on the cows. They wouldn't have to be carted around all over the place.
That's true, I suppose.
But on the other
hand...
I'd
much rather we didn't. It would be so intrusive, a load of strangers poking around the place, then watching our cows knocked down to the highest bidder. I'm not sure I could bear it.
I know how you feel, love. But we can't afford to be too sentimental.
Well, they'd still fetch the same price at market, surely.
Oh, well, maybe. What do you feel about this, Tom?
Well, I take your point, Mum, of course. But I think Dad's right about the cows. The less stress on them, the better.
Well, yes.
And
but...
my guess is they'd fetch a better price if we sold them here. If the bidders see them all together, as a herd, on their home farm... Oh, sorry, I'd better take this. Do you mind?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
It won't take long. I'll be back in a minute.
Roy, hey.
Hey. Yeah, I saw I had a missed call.
Yeah, thanks for calling back, mate.
Well, so how's things? How are you doing?
Well, to be honest, things have been better.
Yeah, sorry. Bit of a silly question.
Nah, that's okay. Thanks for asking. I'm keeping as busy as I can. That helps.
Okay.
Though, I've got nothing lined up for tonight, as it happens. I just wondered if you were around.
Well, I'm still at work now. I shan't get off that early.
So, what sort of time?
Oh.
Any time's good for me. I'm flexible. Let me buy you a drink at the Bull.
Okay. Well, what, 7:30?
Yeah, great. Thanks, mate. I'll see you then.
There's no way I can get a lift on Monday morning, so I'll have to get the train again.
Can you get as far as the station?
Not unless you or Dad can take me.
Okay, we'll manage it somehow.
But you see what I mean, Mum? I
can't go on like this. It's a totally unsustainable situation.
Okay.
Hi. You all done?
Yeah, yes, for now.
Here's some tea for you.
Oh, great.
Come and sit down.
Right. So, Pip, this car...
Yeah, I was just saying to Mum, next week's going to be really difficult.
Okay, so that's what we're here to talk about.
So, you're going to make me an offer?
Well, it's a suggestion, really. Both me and your mum accept that you won't get enough money from the insurance to buy a car to match your old one.
No, nothing like.
So, how about this? I'll sit down with you at the weekend and we'll go through the ads together until, you know, find a decent one that's not too far off your budget.
What?
And then I'll come with you to check it out. I'll look under the bonnet, you know, try and knock the price down, make sure you get the best possible deal.
But...
Whoa, not finished yet. And we'll lend you the money to buy it until the insurance pays out. Well, that's a fair offer, isn't it?
Dad, you just don't understand.
What?
He's doing his best.
With the money I'll get. I mean, it's such a pitiful amount. I'll end up with a junk heap.
It may not be exactly the car you
want,
but...
It'll be rubbish. Some old wreck that I'll look totally stupid in.
Does it matter how you look?
And it's not going to be reliable, is it? It's bound to keep breaking down all the time.
What if it's looked after properly?
Oh, so you're saying I didn't look after my old one?
Hey, come on, this is getting us nowhere.
Well, I'm sorry, but I offered to do the best I can to help.
That's not the kind of help I need, Dad. Can't you see? I need a car that's at least as good as my old one. In fact, I'd prefer one with a bigger engine.
You what? Bigger?
You can't have everything, Pip. You'll have to compromise.
Well, at this rate, I'll end up with nothing at all.
Pip?
I'm sorry, but I don't even know why we're having this conversation.
Pip?
I can't just sit around. I've got work to do.
Why do I bother? Huh? Why do I bother if this is all the thanks I get?
I know. She might at least have tried to be grateful.
She's living on another planet! She expects us to wave a magic wand and bail her out.
I think that's what she was hoping.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
David, look, I'm not defending the way she's carrying on, but she does need a car she can rely on.
What? With a bigger engine?
No, one that won't let her down.
Oh.
If she can't get to uni, that's not going to help her work, is it?
No, I'm sorry, Ruth. Not after the way she's just behaved. If she wants a better car, then she's going to have to start saving for it.
Cheers, then.
Yeah,
cheers.
Roy, look, you probably guessed what this is all about. What's going on with Brenda? How is she?
She's... Well, she's doing okay, you know?
Okay?
Given the circumstances.
But what's going on in her head? What's she been saying? Does she talk about me?
She's not saying a lot, really. Not since she moved in. I mean, you know, she's obviously upset and sad about it, but...
Sad?
Yeah. But she's not one for big drama, is she? She shuts it away and gets on with her life.
Right. So, she's not talked about any plans?
Look, mate. There's no easy way to say this, but... From the bits that she's told me, and from what I know of my sister, if you had any hopes of getting back together, well... You just best forget about it.
Yeah?
It'll save you pain later. I'm sorry, but... It's better to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yes, I see. Thanks, Roy.
Look, I know it's tough on you now, but you'll get through it.
Will I?
Yes. That's what people do. You know, it hurts, then it gets better... And then you move on.
I don't think you realise what this means to me, Roy. Just a few days ago, I was happy and secure and... I thought me and Bren had a real future ahead of us, a whole life. Now suddenly it's all gone. What am I going to do?